This is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. There's a report this morning the Soviet nuclear reactor, which suffered what some experts are calling a meltdown, was a plant to produce plutonium for nuclear weapons. Dixie Lee Ray, former chairman of the old Atomic Energy Commission, says she's been told by Energy Department sources the Chernobyl facility is a production reactor that uses relatively old technology. Moscow is not confirming that or anything else today, as Wyatt Andrews reports.
What seemed like a burst of candor last night, the official Soviet announcement of the Chernobyl nuclear accident, has turned into silence today. In spite of the fact that the nuclear accident was apparently serious, detected 1,000 miles away in Stockholm, none of the daily Soviet national newspapers reported the accident in any way. For the Soviets, the nuclear mishap now is not only a domestic problem, but increasingly an international one. Sweden and Denmark have both asked the Soviets for more information. The Swedish ambassador to Moscow called on the Soviet foreign ministry today to express regret that the Soviets have not provided more information on the nature of the accident and its potential for international health risks. A Swedish minister told CBS News that despite repeated requests for information yesterday, the Soviets have still told Sweden nothing outside of the formal announcement on last night's nightly news. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Moscow.
Anti-nuclear demonstrations are expected today at Soviet embassies in Scandinavia, where the public is worried about increased radiation levels. There's been a run on iodine pills in Denmark, and Sweden's chief radiation monitor, Gunnar Bengtsson, says measurements there are way above normal.
We have had rainfall over Sweden during the night, and this has meant that the ground levels of radiation have been increasing in many places up to 10 times the normal, and even locally, even higher, up to 100 times the normal background levels. This has also been found all over Sweden, from the very north to the very south.
White House Chief of Staff Don Regan, traveling with President Reagan toward Bali, says the U.S. is prepared to give technical or humanitarian assistance, but there's been no Soviet request. Now this.
Performance report from Phillips 66, Cincinnati, Ohio. Here at a refinery, they're using a unique process to produce high-performance gasoline. This process doesn't require lead and helps keep the environment clean. Developed by Phillips Petroleum, it's now in use across the country. In fact, it may have improved the high-performance gasoline you buy. Whether you're in Tampa, or Denver, or Chicago, or Dallas, that's performance from Phillips Petroleum. You'll find performance in everything we do.
I want to feel good about everything in my life. I do aerobic exercise, I cut down on salt, and I use Murine.
Murine is nothing but relief.
Murine is the only leading eye drop that doesn't add vasoconstrictors that limit how often you can use them. Murine adds nothing but relief.
Without those added ingredients, I can feel good about soothing my eyes with Murine anytime.
Murine adds nothing but relief.
Use as directed.
People around Pullman, Washington have been urged not to use any old extra-strength Tylenol capsules following a death in which cyanide poisoning is suspected. Larry Stroud reports.
Pullman, Washington police and the FBI are looking into the possibility that 21-year-old Sandy Lynn Gregory was killed over the weekend by extra-strength Tylenol capsules filled with cyanide. Pullman Police Chief Ted Weatherly says preliminary results of an autopsy indicate Gregory did not die of natural causes and signs point to cyanide. Gregory took two Tylenol capsules while over a friend's house on Saturday night. After collapsing, Gregory was taken to Sacred Heart Medical Center in Spokane, where she died early Sunday morning. Weatherly says even though people have been warned about using the extra-strength capsules because of previous death, Gregory apparently didn't heed the warning. Officials are now waiting for the results from the Washington State Toxicology Lab in Seattle to determine for sure if cyanide caused the woman's death. Larry Strout for CBS News, Pullman, Washington.
In El Salvador, the Army announced last night that a guerrilla commander known as Junior, suspected in last year's kidnapping of President Duarte's daughter, was killed in a skirmish earlier this month. Inez Duarte was held for 40 days. Seven flag-draped caskets carrying the remains of the shuttle Challenger crew will be flown from Cape Canaveral today to the military mortuary at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. Then, after final preparations for burial, the remains will be released to the families. More news after this.
I love coffee, I love me. I love my Santa cause it loves me. Santa and me, I'm glad I'm caffeine free. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Smooth Tonight, the Morgans are celebrating their anniversary in a service station.
One of your engine belts broke.
Oh, my.
No, don't worry. I'll fix it.
Thank you.
After 4 years, belts can break anytime.
I'll be right back. You have yourself some coffee.
So don't take chances. Next tune-up, put in Gates belts. More people rely on Gates than any other belt made.
Well, I hope you folks aren't in a hurry.
Not anymore.
Next tune-up, get Gates.
You want more coffee?
At Windsor Castle today, the Duchess of Windsor will be laid to rest. She'll be buried beside her husband, who surrendered his throne for her in 1936. With memories of war and prayers for world peace, Japan's Emperor Hirohito today celebrated 60 years on the throne. He's also 85. Bill Lynch, CBS News.
Thank you, Bill. 6 minutes after five, top of the morning on WCCO Radio. Chuck Lilligren here. It's 42 degrees in the Twin Cities, mostly cloudy, but I was scraping ice off the windshield this morning in the North Country. That was a surprise. It was just moisture on the side windows, but the front window, the wiper said, oh, no. So I had to get out there with the scraper. And it's a nice morning. Pretty skies out there. Mostly cloudy, but you can see the moon, that half moon up there. Wind southwest at 8. We'll get to the weather forecast and things like that shortly here on the Top of the Morning Show.
They're back again this year. Weeds. What's a homeowner to do? You could pull them out. Or run them over with your spreader. But just when you think they're gone, they're back. Well, your weeds have finally met their match with ChemLawn. ChemLawn's lawn care specialists know how to control weeds and insects, how and when to fertilize. They're real professionals, not just kids on a summer job. If you should ever notice a problem, call your ChemLawn specialist. He'll get back to you within 2 working days, and his service calls are always free. He goes that extra yard to guarantee you a thicker, greener, more weed-free lawn, or your money back. So don't be bugged by weeds. They're just nature's way of reminding you to call ChemLawn. We're in the white pages. ChemLawn. We go that extra yard, guaranteed.
Yes, ChemLawn is making it their business to make the Twin Cities free of dandelions. Just call 553-9731, and within 48 hours, they'll be on your property, and their work is fully guaranteed. They'll make your lawn more weed-free or your money back. So call 553-9731 today, and by tomorrow, weeds will be on their way out. That's 553-9731 today, and ChemLawn will be on your property tomorrow. Call right now, 553-9731.
8 minutes after five, negotiators for nearly 300 teachers and the Elk River School Board plan to meet this morning in a last-ditch effort to reach a contract agreement and avoid a strike. The strike deadline is 7 a.m. tomorrow. The teachers have been working without a contract since last year. An intent to strike notice was filed April 15th. Among other things, the teachers want salaries more in line with those in or other northern metro area school districts. It's believed the outbreak of measles in northwestern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota can be traced to neighboring Manitoba, where more than 900 cases have been reported since the first of the year. A measles alert has been issued for the area by the health departments of Minnesota and North Dakota. 7 cases have been confirmed in East Grand Forks, and a few other cases have turned up in Thief River Falls and in Nelson County, North Dakota. A determination that cash gifts to a welfare recipient do count as income has been upheld by the Minnesota Court of Appeals. The court upheld the action of Minnesota Human Services Commissioner Len Levine, who said $80 in cash gifts given to a resident of a facility for the mentally ill should be deducted from his general assistance. GA now pays $359 each month for the man's room and board at the facility and $40 a month for clothing and personal needs. A memorial service is scheduled tomorrow for University of Wisconsin football coach Dave McLean, who died of an apparent heart attack yesterday. He was 48. McLean collapsed in a Camp Randall Stadium sauna after a workout on a stationary bicycle. He was beginning his ninth season as head coach of the Badgers. 10 minutes after 5 o'clock.
You know, I just sometimes wonder.
Wonder?
Wonder about what?
I just wonder if Sencor herbicides as powerful as that batch they made back in 74.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably, but that was some herbicide.
As I recall, they only allowed 2 jugs per county.
Oh, here goes.
74. Seemed to me I did 3 fields with 1 eyedropper.
Oh, no.
That year I didn't even put Sencor on my field.
What?
You didn't?
No, just used a scare jug.
A scare jug?
Yep, just set a jug of Sencor in the field and the weeds were scared to come up.
Oh, brother. Did you fellas know Nebraska used to border on Illinois?
It did.
Yes, sir. Then they applied Sencor and discovered Iowa.
Huh?
That's a fact.
Sencor, with your favorite grass herbicide, it's still your best performance value. And that's no exaggeration.
Did you ever hear of the terrible grizzly thistleweed?
Grizzly who?
Terrible stuff. Stop a tractor, but it's extinct now.
Sencor?
Yep.
I knew it.
The forecast for the Twin Cities today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms. High today near 65, tonight cloudy and windy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, low about 50. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of morning showers. And a high tomorrow of 60. Those of us who have saturated fields and yards and all. 42 degrees, Twin Cities, cloudy. Wind southwest at 8 miles an hour. Barometer 29.85 and rising. Duluth 36 and clear. International Falls 33. Mostly cloudy. And those are about the chilliest reporting. It's 36 at Bismarck now. Sioux Falls 44. Twin Cities 42. 11 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock.
Troparctic motor oil can stand extremes of heat and cold. It performs well under punishment, helps keep your car from growing old. It's time for change to Troparctic. Give your engine a rest. It's time for change to Troparctic. Keep your car running its best.
You can really clean up in the Phillips 66 Troparctic Motor Oil Black & Decker Clean Machine Instant Winner Game. Over 5,000 instant win prizes, including Black & Decker car care kits with car vac, car scrubber, car light, and inflator, plus hundreds of other quality Black & Decker tools and cash prizes of up to $1,000. Game cards and complete details are in specially marked Troparctic 12-quart packages at participating retailers. Troparctic quality to help keep your engine clean. And Black & Decker to help keep the rest of your machine clean and humming. Play the Clean Machine Instant Winner Game, and you can win in no time.
It's time for change to Troparctic.
Void where prohibited. Contest ends June 30th.
12 and a half past 5 o'clock. And the National Hockey League playoffs were evened up. Toronto beat St. Louis 5-3, and Edmonton beat Calgary 5-2. So those series each tied 3-3 as those teams stayed alive in the playoffs leading to the Stanley Cup play. 13 past 5 o'clock. Chuck Lilligren with you on the top of the morning show. 42 degrees in the Twin Cities. The high today about 60 on this Tuesday, the 29th of April. Changing roles in the family and marketplace are on the minds of today's women. What is real power and success? Get your questions answered. And share your thoughts with others at the 14th Annual Women in Business Seminar. That'll be Thursday, May 1st in Bloomington. For registration information and a list of guest speakers, call 374-4852. 374-4852. The seminar is sponsored by sales and marketing executives of Minneapolis-St. Paul. A public service message from WCCO Radio. 13 and a half after 5. Twin Cities temperature 42. Chuck Lilligren with you here on the top of the morning show on WCCO.
May I have your attention, please? Everyone. Okay, now every place you get your car fixed is represented here. Is that correct?
Okay.
Now we're here to see who offers lifetime repair guarantees. You know, guarantees that cover parts and labor for as long as you own your car. Now, all of those who do not offer one, please move to the left. Come on, let's go. You discount in department stores? Move it over there. Come on, you gas stations, to the left, please. And folks, did I mention that this free guarantee should cover thousands of customer-paid repairs. Let's go, especially in tire stores. To the left, please. Move it over. All right, now I'm going to have to ask you to leave this commercial. Okay, who's left?
Ford dealers.
Lincoln Mercury dealers.
There they are, the only people who offer the exclusive lifetime service guarantee for maximum value in car repairs.
Ask for a copy. Only at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. Because quality cars deserve quality care.
At South St. Paul today, expecting 2,100 cattle, 300 calves, 3,000 hogs, 300 sheep. It's quarter after 5. St. Paul Union Stockyards expecting 2,100 cattle, 300 calves, 3,000 hogs, and 300 sheep today. Twin Cities temperature 42.
See, Billy, now that it's programmed, you can ask it almost anything.
What's that on the screen?
Those are fertilizer application rates. Okay, now there's your field. See what happens if you cut out, say, one application.
Wow. I don't think I cut it out.
No? Mm-mm.
Can I see more?
Okay.
What's that?
Let's see. Oh, that's a comparison of herbicides we've used over the last 3 seasons.
Number 3 looks pretty good. What is it?
It's Bicep. Works on weeds and grasses. Same thing Gramps used before we got the computer.
Say, Dad, what happens if Gramps and the computer disagree?
Well, then we do the modern thing. The progressive thing.
Listen to Gramps?
Right.
Bicep. Cleaner fields of corn than with any other herbicide. Premix or tank mix. Broadleaf control, grass control, without tank mixing, without guessing. Bicep. Make it your first choice for cleaner fields. From Ciba Geigy. Rotation restrictions apply based on soil type. Please read the label before use.
16 after 5 o'clock. Top of the morning to you, Sherry Ackerman, in the WCCO Radio Weather Center.
Oh, thank you very much.
We had a kind of a clearing sky this morning for a while.
Yes, and it will again, probably within about an hour and a half or so.
I like it.
Yes. Our satellite pictures are indicating a very small patch of clouds that's rolling right across the Twin Cities. It began in North Dakota last night as a thunderstorm, and this is all that's left of it. There could be some sprinkles where you are, but they won't last much longer. Should be gone within maybe an hour or so after sunrise. And that, by the way, is coming up just after 6 this morning. There's another low-pressure system on the maps, fast approaching from the southwest, and that should land in the southern part of the state by this evening and then move to the northeastern part of the state during the nighttime hours. So during the nighttime, most of the rain from this batch will fall. You may also be awakened by a little thunder. And then by tomorrow, we'll have a chance of some morning showers. But by Thursday, this whole thing should be gone. But basically today, we're going to see some sunshine around. Any showers we get will be isolated, meaning there's really less than about a 20% chance in any one spot. And with the possibility of some showers, there's going to be enough instability in the air to create a possibility of some thunder showers. But most of the rain that falls will be out to the west in the Dakotas today, and then all across CCO land during tonight and tomorrow we'll have a chance of some showers. But by Thursday, most of this should be on out of here. As far as high temperatures, a lot of 50s today in the northern part of the state, 60s and 70s over the rest of CCO land. Temperatures will be cooler on Wednesday, and we should start a warming trend again toward the weekend. In the Twin Cities today, partly cloudy, some isolated showers and thunderstorms, much like what parts of the Twin Cities are experiencing at the moment. 65 for a high, and then cloudy and windy, a fairly good chance of some showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows around 50. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of some morning showers and highs around 60. Our winds, southwesterly, 8 to 18 miles an hour today, then south to southeast, 10 to 24 tonight, probably a little bit breezier for tomorrow. Right now in Waterloo, Iowa, cloudy, 50 degrees. Alexandria now clear and 42. And in the Twin Cities, it's really variably cloudy, but it's being referred to as mostly cloudy. Southwest winds at 8 miles an hour. The barometer is at 29.85 and still rising. Humidity 96% and the current temperature is 42.
It's 19 minutes after 5 o'clock. 42 degrees, Twin Cities. Chuck Lilligren with you on the top of the morning show. In some of the farm news, Governor Perpich has called on Agriculture Secretary Richard Ling to try to do all he can to help the speed up and help family farmers get loans so they can plant their crops. The governor sent a letter to Secretary Ling Monday urging that the Department of Agriculture step in now and do everything in its power to ease the credit crisis for farmers. Said the governor, you were authorized by the 1985 Farm Bill to advance Commodity Credit Corporation loans, but the action is needed now. He said that families in the Minnesota and the Midwest face a bleak prospect this spring. They're trying to find out really exactly how many
problems are how severe the farm credit shortage is, and the Farm Crisis Hotline has been opened in Minnesota by the Department of Agriculture. And Jim Nichols asks if you have problems, if you're still waiting for a credit commitment, or if you have been denied credit for your spring planting, call the Farm Crisis Hotline. It's open from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock through this week, today through Friday now. And I'll give you that number. The Farm Crisis Hotline number is 1-800-652-9747. It's an 800 number, 652-9747, toll free. 20 minutes after 5 o'clock, 42 degrees.
Good morning. This is Alan Harris of Camp Memorial United Methodist Church, sharing the faith on WCCO Radio. This morning I will speak to you on keeping contact with God. In the routine of daily life, we need contact with God. It is well for us if we day by day, we seek God's word to see what it has to say to us. A time may come during our day that a need arises, and when it does, the promises are already there, which we know are relevant and beautiful. In such cases, we will suddenly realize the powerful realities of our lives. We should not let a day pass without a time of prayer, which brings us close to eternity and which brings God close to our human situation. We should do our best to make our day God's day. When we deliberately think of and remember God, it is much easier to find God when we know that He is there for us to call upon. May God bless you this day.
It's 24 minutes after 5 a.m., Twin Cities temperature 42, Chuck Lilligren with you, on the top of the morning show on WCCO. U.S. farmers willing to relocate have been offered a new opportunity. Nicaragua is offering nearly 12,000 acres of farmland available to Americans who lost their farms due to what the Nicaraguans call President Reagan's bad policy towards small producers. Would you want to go to Nicaragua? Well, anyway, they might be seeking to attract U.S. farmers who can help their agricultural sector out of a production slump. This catfish business, big one in the South. Farm-raised catfish production last month totaled almost 18.5 million pounds. That's up 1%. First time in a long time the price paid catfish farmers fell. At 72 cents a pound, it was down a penny. 25 minutes after 5. I'm Chuck Lilligren. This is the top of the morning show on WCCO. James W. Foley. I don't know if it's from North Dakota or South Dakota. One of those places. Dick Dishner doesn't remember either. Don't you recall when apples grew twice as big as now? When fish, however they were few, were monster ones somehow. When Gaines's mill dam made a roar as though the water hurled were gathered in a mighty store from all the wide, wide world. Don't you remember when the trees, the oak trees and the beech, were lost in clouds on days like these, and eyes could hardly reach their waving tops, when noonday skies were, such deeper blue, when Jack's great beanstalk in our eyes just grew and grew and grew, and there were bells so more than fine of blue and white and red upon the morning glory vine. They climbed up on the shed to be a wonder and delight so fresh and full of dew, to bud and open in the night. I see them now, don't you? Don't you remember when the caves were thick and full of gloom, where captive maidens once like slaves were chained in some damp room, when twilight rustling in the brush was some fierce beast? A cow it was. But cows at dusk are... Hush, I think I hear one now. Come take a little trip with me. Forget the things that fret. For you may close your eyes and see some things that I forget. Well, I've seen Bluebeard's hidden room and Cinderella's shoe. And I've seen where violets bloom so blue, so blue, so blue. 27 after 5, temperature 42, high today 60, could be some showers.
today, tonight, and tomorrow. Here's Willie Nelson. Song is called Hero, the Wind Beneath My Wings.
This is WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. WCCO Radio News, Chuck Willigman reporting. Swedish nuclear experts think an accident at a giant Soviet nuclear power plant may have led to a reactor meltdown. One Swedish official says at worst, the accident could lead to the evacuation of the nearby city of Kiev. The city is the Soviet Union's third largest. Residents of Kiev say bus service in the city has been stopped so the vehicles can be used to evacuate the accident area. No details are available on the number of people evacuated, injured, or dead. President Reagan arrives on the Indonesian island of Bali this morning. Armored cars and trucks full of soldiers and police have taken positions for security along Reagan's motorcade route. The Federal Aviation Administration has put out an all-points bulletin where the single-engine plane hijacked in Northern California yesterday. A man chartered the plane and later ordered the pilot off at gunpoint and took off himself. I'll have more news in just a minute.
They're back again this year. Weeds. What's a homeowner to do? You could pull them out or run them over with your spreader. But just when you think they're gone, they're back. Well, your weeds have finally met their match with ChemLawn. ChemLawn's lawn care specialists know how to control weeds and insects, how and when to fertilize. They're real professionals, not just kids on a summer job. If you should ever notice a problem, call your ChemLawn specialist. He'll get back to you within 2 working days, and his service calls are always free. He goes that extra yard to guarantee you a thicker, greener, more weed-free lawn, or your money back. So don't be bugged by weeds. They're just nature's way of reminding you to call ChemLawn. We're in the white pages. ChemLawn. We go that extra yard, guaranteed.
Yes, ChemLawn is making it their business to make the Twin Cities free of dandelions. Just call 553-9731, and within 48 hours, they'll be on your property, and their work is fully guaranteed. They'll make your lawn more weed-free or your money back. So call 553-9731 today, and by tomorrow, weeds will be on their way out. That's 553-9731 today, and ChemLawn will be on your property tomorrow. Call right now, 553-9731.
42 degrees at 533. Officials say the Siberian tiger that died after being sedated apparently choked to death. The tiger is being prepared for shipment to Korea, where it and its mate were to serve as mascots for the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul. Veterinarian Frank Wright of the Minnesota Zoo said last night that the 400-pound male tiger choked when it hung its head over a short ledge on the bottom of its cage, blocking the flow of air through its throat. Another mate will be selected for the female, and the pair will be sent to South Korea, possibly in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It now appears that a total of 21 farms in Nobles County were damaged by the weekend tornado. An aerial inspection of the damage area revealed an additional 9 farms hit by the twister. That means the damage estimate may be revised upwards from the original $500,000 to $1 million figure. The Moorhead City Council last night tentatively agreed to apply for a paramutual horse racing facility in Clay County. A study indicates that horse racing could generate more than $1 million in annual profits 3 years after the Moorhead track is open. An application is expected to be made to the Minnesota Racing Commission between now and August. Little Falls also is seeking the one outstate track, and at least one Iron Range community has discussed a possible bid for a racetrack. The Iowa House of Representatives has voted to raise that state's legal drinking age from 19 to 21. Under the bill, Iowans who are 19 by next September 1st could continue to drink alcohol legally. The Iowa Senate approved the 21-year-old drinking age last year. Minnesota's 21-year-old drinking age law goes into effect this fall. Weather forecast for the Twin Cities. Skies will be
Cloudy, partly cloudy, with isolated showers and thunderstorms, high near 65. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. It'll be windy, low about 50 tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy. A chance of morning showers, the high of 60. In the Twin Cities, 42 degrees, mostly cloudy, at 5:35. Chuck Lilligren here with you on the top of the morning show on WCCO Radio. Welcome to the Minnesota FFAers, who have been in convention and are in convention today at the University of Minnesota. Matter of fact, yesterday, Carl Kosulke spoke to the FFA, and Kobe Storter spoke at the banquet last night. The third delegate session and the fourth delegate session are today, and there'll be an assembly on the Earl Brown Lawn for the awards assembly at 1:45. So, welcome to you. Nice to have you in town, and a great group, the FFA. 24 minutes before 6 o'clock. I'm Chuck Lilligren, top of the morning on WCCO.
Introducing Rheumatel for dairy. It's a proven dewormer with a new clearance for lactating dairy cows. And Rheumatel is bound to be the fastest dewormer ever to sweep the country. New Rheumatel for dairy safely stops worms in just one day. And best of all, there's no milk withdrawal. In fact, new Rheumatel... Can somebody get this cow out of the studio?
Now look, just try to work with her, okay? We want it to sound like you're really out there on a farm, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll try. In fact, new Rheumatel is the only one-day dewormer with no milk withdrawal. That means you won't have to waste another drop of milk to get rid of worms fast. So why let worms slow down your milk production? Just get to your feed supplier for new Rheumatel. New Rheumatel for dairy. From Pfizer, it stops worms, not milk, in one day. Try it. Soon.
23 minutes till 6. Good morning. Washington County Public Health Services is offering a private well testing program for residents of Washington County. You can have a water testing kit sent to you and then have it analyzed at the public health office. Costs $20. You can find out more of Washington County residents by calling 430-1400. The public is invited to attend the Sierra Club's monthly program series this evening from 7:30 till 9 o'clock. Talking about acid rain in Minnesota at the auditorium of the Minneapolis Technology Center. It's a free program. More information available at 379-3853. And the Science Museum of Minnesota holding a 3-session class about the Grand Canyon. They're meeting this evening, and they'll meet Thursday, May 1st, and Tuesday, May 6th from 7 to 9 in the evening. It's designed for vacationers and other Grand Canyon lovers. Pre-registration required. Call the Science Museum, 221-9438. 22 minutes before 6. Song here by the Statler Brothers. Hello, Mary Lou. 42 degrees.
Passed me by one summer day. Flashed those big brown eyes my way. Oh, I wanted you forevermore, Mary Lou.
Minutes before 6, Twin Cities, temperature 42, top of the morning. Chuck Lilligren here with Roger Erickson.
Good morning,
and
Chuck.
Good morning.
Hey, they're going to start diving diving again.
Oh, really? Who's going to start diving?
Well, I just saw that in the news there, that they're going to see what they can find around the Titanic. You know,
diving down the Titanic.
They've been doing that last year, and they discovered the Titanic.
Yes.
And you recall that they found cases of wine bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bad news is 1912 was not a good year.
It wasn't, eh? Now for the WCCO Radio Weather Center and Sherry Ackerman. Good morning, Sherry.
Yeah, good morning.
Still some wet out there.
Yeah, speaking of being diluted. Oh, well. We've got a relatively small blob of clouds drifting across the Twin Cities area this morning. It's dropping sprinkles in its path, but it's going to be a quickie. Should be out of here in the next hour or so. Also, an area of clouds in the south central part of the state's been picking. We are picking up a few sprinkles as well on radar in the south central and southwestern part. But that's what we're going to see today. Just occasional clouds rolling through, some sprinkles from time to time, but in between, lots of sunshine is forecast. There are some clouds across the rest of CCO land, but in between the clouds, a lot of clear skies. So basically the same forecast goes for the rest of CCO land today. However, the western parts of the Dakotas are looking for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, and those will be the best areas of some showers, thunderstorms today. Anywhere else, it's just isolated. Temperatures today will be a little bit warmer than yesterday, mainly due to the sunshine we are going to have. A lot of 70s forecast in Iowa and also the southern sections of South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Everywhere north of that in the 60s, except the far northern part of our state, which will only see 50s. Tonight, the low pressure system that's going to kick all of this off is going to pass through Minnesota, moving toward the northeast. So we will have a very good chance of seeing some rain during the nighttime hours, as well as possibility of a few thunder boomers from time to time. And by Wednesday, we should just have morning showers clearing out sometime later in the day, leaving us with some sunshine forecast for Thursday. But with the cloud cover and the showers on Wednesday, we can expect cooler weather. Those temperatures will start to pop back up on Thursday and Friday. In the Twin Cities area today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, and highs near 65, which is pretty close to normal. Tonight, cloudy, windy, good chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 50. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy and windy, with a chance of mainly morning showers, and highs only around 60. Our winds, southwesterly, 8 to 18 miles an hour for today, and then south to southeast at 10 to 20 for tonight. International Falls this morning, mostly cloudy, the cool spot at 33. Albert Lea is partly cloudy and 47. And up in Fort Ripley, Minnesota, it's clear and around 40. In the Twin Cities area, mostly cloudy, at least at present. But as I mentioned, those will clear out in the next hour or two. Southwest winds at 8. The barometer is rising 29.85. High humidity, 96%, and we have 42 degrees.
Here are two famous information services. On the left, your neighbor.
Hey, how's it going?
On the right,
thanks for calling Ask NSP.
Both offer lots of free help, but how do they really compare? Let's take the issue of saving energy.
In the summer, your air conditioner could account for 50% of your bill or more, depending on various factors.
I cut my power use in half by running an extension cord from next door, incognito.
How about energy alternatives?
Wind power is, by necessity, a supplementary source of power. Because windmills rely on specific conditions, they are not uniformly reliable.
Did you hear about them guys using brainwaves to run a portable TV?
And finally, how to select a contractor?
Compare costs by getting bids from at least three different contractors.
Forget the contractor. I hooked up his water heater and saved a bunch of parts that were left over.
There you have it. Ask NSP is more reliable, offers better information, and is a lot easier to listen to. Just call.
Hey, you got a mop?
Ask NSP. Details are on the back of your monthly bill.
15 and a half before 6, Twin Cities temperature 42, humidity 96%. There's a lot of moisture out there. Matter of fact, there's some light fog around.
Yes, a little moisture, yes. I guess. That's nice.
Yeah, moisture I found this morning, I had to scrape off the windshield.
No!
Yes!
Hey, do you realize...
in the North Country.
We set a record for rain in April. How great that would have been had it been snow.
You'd have been busy.
We'd have had 50 inches of snow here.
Oh, no.
Good morning. I'm Linda Cohn with a Sports World Roundup, sponsored in part by Sears. The NBA's San Antonio Spurs have fired coach Cotton Fitzsimmons. Cotton, a 15-year head coaching veteran, led the Spurs to the playoffs in his two seasons, but this year they were blown away by the Lakers. What can you do, says Fitzsimmons? You know the business.
I've heard football coaches say this so many times. One day... the penthouse, the next day, the outhouse.
Well, Cotton hopes he won't be unemployed long.
Yeah, I still have the same enthusiasm about the game, and I still like to think that I can coach. I like to think that I can get the players to perform and play well. So I definitely want to stay in the game.
Fitzsimmons had a year remaining on a 3-year contract and will be paid $275,000. So don't get out the violins just yet.
Well, I never feel sorry for myself whatsoever. I know the business that I'm in. And even if I didn't have any money coming in, I would feel the same way.
So while Cotton looks for a new job, the Spurs look for a replacement. Hockey playoffs, the two-time Stanley Cup champion Edmonton Oilers are still alive after coming through with a 5-2 win over the Flames in Calgary. So this series heads to Edmonton for a seventh and deciding game. Toronto and St. Louis will also be playing a seventh game showdown after the Maple Leafs 5-3 come from behind victory over the Blues.
Hello in there.
there?
Yes.
Why isn't Sears open yet?
Sir, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, well, I just didn't want to miss
it. I know, the May suit-up special.
Right, Sears May suit-up specials.
Must be special.
Yeah, two-piece suits for just $69.
Really?
And two-piece polyester and wool suits for just $79 while quantities last.
So you got here early.
Right.
Like all those other guys.
Other guys?
Hey, get them right.
Hey, wait, oh,
there's more for your life
during our new century.
At Sears. Companies, both large and small, they believe in liberty, liberty, mutual insurance. Families that put their confidence and trust in our experience.
Liberty Mutual, experience you can trust for auto, home, life, and business insurance.
America believes in liberty, liberty, mutual insurance.
The National League's defending champs, the St. Louis Cardinals, have ended their losing streak at 7. It took 12 innings to do it, though, in a 5-4 win over the Giants. First baseman Jack Clark says the Cards are far from throwing in the white flag this season just because of the mediocre start.
We're going to be all right. I mean, we may not have as many superstar-type years, so we might have to win some games different ways this year. And, it'll just show, you know, everybody in this clubhouse what type of character we have and are made of.
And it doesn't bother Clark that the Cards are not the favorites.
We're not picked to win it again, and the way we've been playing, I could see why.
But with the win, the Cardinals are back to the 500 mark, and Clark has a prediction for his team.
We'll continue to show up, play the game, and try to win at least one more game this year.
Let's hope so, Jack. In Los Angeles, Fernando Valenzuela won his third game, throwing a six-hitter as the Dodgers edged the Pirates 2-1. The Cubs got by the Padres 4-3 as Bob Denier doubled in a pair of runs with two out in the ninth to win it.
Every morning, Steve Simpson drives this highway to work. Today, he's walking it. An engine belt in his car just broke. After 4 years, belts can go anytime. So don't take chances. Next tune-up, put in Gates belts. More people rely on Gates than any other belt made. Remember, when belts go, they don't play favorites. Next tune-up, get Gates.
The Dallas Cowboys have granted backup quarterback Gary Hogeboom's wish and traded him to the Indianapolis Colts. In exchange, the Cowboys moved up in the second round of today's NFL draft and will also get a future draft choice. Linda Cohn, CBS Radio Sports.
11 minutes to 6, 42 degrees high today, 60 degrees. Yesterday, slaughter steers and heifers were steady to 50 cents higher. Choice steers brought 52.5 to 55 and a quarter. Heifers at $51.5 to $54. The cutter and bony utility slaughter cows steady to a dollar higher at $35 to $40. Barrels and gilts were steady to a dollar and a quarter higher, except Peoria and Indiana, Illinois, direct trade steady to 50 lower. At the western terminals, they brought 41.5 to 42.75. Iowa, southern Minnesota country points, 39.5 to 40.5. Slaughter lambs were $1 to $2 higher. Choice and prime shorn lambs, $74 to $80. The wool lambs, $73 to $75. The Chicago egg market yesterday saw extra large eggs, $59 to $63. Large, $58 to $61. Mediums, $50 to $53. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat 6.5 cents higher, $2.95.5. May corn 0.5 cent higher at $2.30. And May soybeans 0.75 cents higher at $5.27.5. It's 10 minutes to 6, Twin Cities temperature 42. Chuck Lilligren here with Rod Erickson on the top of the morning show on WCCO Radio.
Yes.
Yes.
Little known historical fact.
Ooh,
this morning.
What is that?
For those just getting up and want to be educated.
Well, that includes most of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Abe Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. Did I tell you this?
No, I hadn't heard.
Abe Lincoln's Gettysburg Address speech.
Uh-huh.
Was written on the back of an envelope.
Yeah?
On the front of that envelope, it said, "You may already be a winner."
Is that right?
Little known historical fact.
I didn't know that either, no.
Yeah.
Wow, you get a lot of those, don't you?
Fun to find those things out?
Yes.
Mm.
You may have already won $10 million. You see those things? Why, if they already know, why don't they just write and tell me I won?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, anyway.
What's happening otherwise?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I just live in the back. I don't know anything.
You live in the back?
Yeah. I do know Boone and Erickson are going to prison.
Really?
Wednesday, Thursday.
I mean,
kidding.
May 1st. We've been sentenced to one day in Stillwater State Prison.
Then what was the occasion?
Well, for operating a show in a reckless manner.
I see.
And we'll be there most of the day, including on the air from 8 to 11 on Thursday.
You get to go to all the rheumatic places.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be right in cell block B.
Cell block B.
I know there's a lot of Stillwater prison types who listen here in the morning because we hear from them every once in a while. So those of you hanging around cell block B, no, not many hang around. Most of them are working, actually. Mm-hmm. But if you get a chance, stop by and say hello and kind of welcome us in.
Okay.
Hope we get off in good behavior before the end of the day.
I should hope so. Your behavior is always exemplary.
If we don't, I can go to work for Channel 7.
Channel 7, yes. They work out of the prison, do they?
Mm-hmm.
You could write for the Mirror?
The Mirror is, that is the longest-running prison newspaper. They're in their, I think, 99th year.
Wow.
At Stillwater Prison. And last year, it got an award as the best prison newspaper.
Interesting. It's an interesting paper.
Well, it's fun to read. Yeah. I'm anxious to meet those guys.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball score. Knock out a home run. Shout a hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
Twins fans, we're looking for a few thousand places to hang our hats. So get your head together and come to the game tonight against the Angels. It's Dairy Queen Cap Night with high-quality Twins caps going to every fan. Plus, we'll be giving away over 40 vacation packages during tonight's game, all because it's Explore Minnesota Salute Tourism Weekend. Another 40 vacations will be given away during Sunday's game. No purchase necessary. Just call the Twins ticket office. So give us the home field advantage and a place to hang our hats at Dairy Queen Cap Night, 7:35 tonight against the Angels. Call 375-7444 for tickets. See you tonight.
Cheer for the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins are actually going to be in New York, opening a three-game series tonight, playing the Yankees. They play the New York Yankees for their first meeting, and Butcher will be going for his first win. After staging a modest improvement in February, farm equipment sales took a nosedive last month. Tractor sales dropped 16%, combine sales down nearly a third. For the first quarter of the year, fewer than 22,000 tractors were sold. And the combine sales down 11%, Baylor sales down 26%. This is the 29th day of April, just one more day after this of April. And then, as Roger said, May 1st, they'll be going to Stillwater. That's where you started.
That's
amazing
where I started.
How careers go that way.
Right. Come full circle.
Jeanne d'Arc entered Orléans, France, and won a victory over the English on this date, Roger. That was in the year
1218.
You may have set a record. That was in the year 1429.
Well, wow, it's only a couple hundred years.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, speaking of Orleans, New Orleans fell to Union forces on this day. This should be easy for you.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans fell to Union forces. Wasn't it true the war was over by the time that battle was fought? Only the word didn't get down there?
That was
so
in the year
1865.
1862. It was not true that the war was over when they fought.
There must have been another battle.
Yes. Dictionary said, give you one. When was the War of 1812? Now we wouldn't. Let's see. Gideon Sunback of Hoboken, New Jersey, patented his invention on this date.
Who?
Gideon Sunback of Hoboken, New Jersey.
He invented the suntan salons.
He invented...
Gideon Sunback, yes. He invented the Bible.
He invented the zipper. And on what year?
The year of the fly.
No affair of bringing in Chinese years.
Not the year of the dog or the dragon.
No,
the year of the fly. The zipper would have been 1912.
Boy, were you close. 1913.
Hey,
The Vikingland Dodge boys are back with the best retail car and truck program in the industry. Now and for a limited time, your Dodge dealer is offering unbelievably low 6.8 annual percentage rate financing or up to $1,000 cash back direct from Chrysler. That's right, 6.8 financing or $500 cash back on the 1986 front-wheel drive Dodge Omni four-door. Get 6.8 financing or $1,000 cash back on Dodge vans, wagons, and Ram Chargers. Or get $500 to $1,000 cash back on all full-size Dodge pickups. And of course, every U.S.-built Dodge car and truck comes with the Chrysler 550 protection plan. Not Ford, GM, or the imports. The Vikingland Dodge boys are back with 6.8 to 9.9 financing or $500 to $1,000 cash back. Low financing or cash back is for qualified buyers through Chrysler Credit. Dealer's contribution may affect final price. Ask for details. So buy it right. Buy it now. See your Vikingland Dodge dealer today.
It is 3 minutes before six. What'd you say the temperature is?
I said it's 42 degrees. High today's going to be 60 degrees.
You know, it feels a little chilly out there.
It is chilly.
Oh, that's why it feels chilly.
Telephone's guaranteed to work a mile where it advertised in Boston for a dollar, 5 miles for $5. This was in the year...
Telephones?
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed to work a mile?
That's right, uh-huh. In Boston. This is on the 29th of April.
$5 some?
For 5 miles.
1878.
Wow.
Hey, pretty good, huh?
Lou Gehrig played in his 2130th consecutive game on this date.
1937.
Setting a new record in 1939.
Nine.
The Challenger space shuttle was launched from Kennedy Space Center with a crew of seven and an animal menagerie on this date. April 29th.
Oh, that would be 1978.
Last year.
Oh.
1985.
I don't know those.
Yes, I noticed that. Oh. Well, here it is, Tuesday morning already.
Hey, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have Tim Moreland.
Tim Moreland.
Checking in.
Uh-huh.
On the big draft, football draft.
Oh, that's right. That's today.
He's going to be at draft headquarters along with Paul Flatley. At the Dome.
Sid says they're going for a quarterback.
Then they have to do...
I said, don't be surprised, he said.
Well, if they want the quarterback, that is Jim Everett, the one they're all looking at, then they have to trade up and get Houston's pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
But there could be Chuck Long still left.
Yeah.
By the time the Vikings draft. Not likely.
Could be fascinating to see what happens.
Yeah, but anyway, so they're going to be reporting in. They'll check in on our show just shortly before 7. And then all through between 7 and 9, like that, when the big draft is on.
A new trial has been ordered by the Minnesota Court of Appeals in a wrongful death suit brought by the family of a motorcyclist who was killed in a collision with a gravel truck in 1981. Officials of the Minnesota Commerce Department say they've begun receiving applications for subsidized farm operating loans under the interest buy-down program that Governor Purvis revived last weekend. The commissioner of the Mike Hatch, the State Commerce Department, says he expects to receive up to 10,000 applications. The forecast for the Twin Cities today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, high near 65. Tonight, cloudy and windy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, low about 50. Still a chance of morning showers tomorrow with a high tomorrow, 60. 42 degrees, mostly cloudy in the Twin Cities now, with a wind southwest at 8 miles an hour.